Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Joachim, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I am the Lieutenant Chair. I'm for B12.
So moved. Any discussion, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day, Friday, May 15th, 2015. Any discussion? Representative Pinto?
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question regarding Senate File 1215, which is the bill regarding the flame-retardant chemicals. As I understand it, there was an agreement that was reached between the different sides on this that agreed that the bill would be placed on the calendar for Friday. And so wondering if you have any background information on that.
Thank you, Representative Pinto. I haven't heard. I haven't had an update from. I haven't talked to anybody about it. Nobody has come to me on that issue at all. Any other discussion, members? All those in favor, the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I will move the adoption of 2015-R18, resolution on waiver of dates. Would you like to describe that, Mr. McCormick?
Members, this is a routine waiver that we do every year, which allows a little more flexibility in calendaring bills. Instead of having to calendar by 5 o'clock the day prior, the Rules Committee can calendar on the fly, so we could have a meeting in the morning and calendar a bill for an hour later. We typically adopt this at the end of each legislative session.
Representative Freiberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So how does that relate to the 24-hour rule for amendments? Does that get waived as well for those bills that are calendared less than 24 hours?
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, in order to have a 24-hour pre-filing, we have to have a two-day head start on, and so in order to use the flexibility here, you could not have an amendment pre-filing period on those bills.
Representative Bernardi?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So then at what point are we able to keep doing amendments? Anytime, even while the bill is going on?
Madam Chair.
Mr. McCormick?
Members, yes. Here's a good hypothetical. Suppose that on Saturday morning we had a Rules Committee meeting and we decided we were going to do a bill later that morning. The Rules Committee could calendar it for that day. And we could come in half an hour later into session and we could do amendments right through the completion of the bill.
Okay.
Until third reading.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, and Representative Bernardi, just to clarify, this was also done last year.
Right.
I believe the effective date was virtually identical. May 17th was the effective date last year.
Yeah, I do understand that, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yep. Representative Nelson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess this just begs the question in my mind. We calendared these bills for Friday, and Thursday the 24-hour rule goes away, so how does that affect the bills that we just calendared?
Madam Chair.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, the 24-hour rule does not go away. We can always implement the 24-hour rule in advance by adopting a calendar and putting the 24-hour rule in place. And what we have just done on the calendar of the day for Friday is adopt under Rule 3.33 a 24-hour notice. But in the future, if we wish to calendar a bill quickly on the fly, for that bill, we could not put a 24-hour amendment deadline in place.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Any other business? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.